Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
It is 7:20. I'm Howard Feldman. A very, very good morning to you. Of course, those of us who are Shomer Shabbat, we're waiting the whole of Saturday to find out how the hostage release went and if everybody was okay. And of course, when I turned on my phone afterwards and I saw the theatrics, I wasn't surprised at all, where we saw the hostages, the four women dressed up in, I don't know, ill-fitting green uniforms meant to represent IDF, even though they were not captured in their uniforms. There was a lot of theatrics around it, and I wanted to try and understand what this means, what the impact has been, and how people have responded to them. How are they? What do we know? Jonathan Feldstein is the founder of Genesis 123 Foundation. He joins us this Monday morning. Jonathan, good morning. Thank you for joining. How are you?
Hi. I'm good, thanks, Howard. How are you?
I am good, thank you. So just give me your impression of how these hostage releases have been staged.
Oh, it's first of all, you made an amazing observation that I didn't consider. Of course, the women were not kidnapped in their uniforms. They were kidnapped in their pajamas at 6 o'clock or 6:30 in the morning. So put in these things, but they're being staged. I don't know what kind of horrid Nazi-like movie they're going to make afterward. We just read something and saw videos coming out of, I think, Qatar or somewhere about a video from Sinwar wandering around Gaza as if it's some sort of historic event. But everything's been staged in ways that are disgusting, in terms of putting them on stage in front of a banner in Arabic and jeering crowds that could have threatened them. And wow, what incredible bravery these women had, just coming out of captivity, to be smiling and waving and giving a thumbs up. If I were them, I probably would have chosen another finger to use to salute them. But I admire the tremendous bravery that these women displayed, even while in captivity. I don't know if it was the case with the second group of hostages released, but we also know the first group was received certificates of release that apparently were also signed by the Red Cross. And that's one thing that's been distressing to me, that the Red Cross is involved at all, whether it's certainly transporting the hostages from any point in Gaza to any point elsewhere. The fact that the Red Cross would play such a role, allowing these certificates potentially to be signed by them, allowing Hamas terrorists to be climbing on top of their vehicles for further intimidation to the last minute. Everything's been staged, but Hamas, as you said, we're not surprised, but the Red Cross here is a very good nominee for best supporting actor in this stage.
Yeah, it's a cynical way of putting it, but it's absolutely right. They've done absolutely nothing other than act as an Uber service, sort of transporting the hostages. And of course, then the reaction is, look, they seem to be so well fed, they look so healthy, all of these types of comments is just very much designed, the theatrics designed to, confuse. What is it? Is it confuse? Is it torment? Is it intimidate? What is it? Why would Hamas do this?
Because until the last hostage, they're going to exact every ounce of psychological torture that they can. One thing that I noticed about the uniforms is that they were very loose-fitting, which would cover up. I think everything that the hostages have been put in is loose-fitting pajamas or some sweatsuits, things like that. But we don't see the actual body mass of these women. Mm. And yes, it's very easy to look at their faces and they're smiling and say they look good, but we know that they're tortured. And we also know from reports yesterday, I believe, or just the day before, that many of them may have been shot up with drugs to make them look better, so that they look like they've been well treated, but they haven't been. They've received only starches, it seems, to eat, rice and pita. They've had to drink seawater. They lived much of the 477 days underground with no air, with no light. It's all for their image. And I don't know who's buying it. That's the problem. I don't know who they're making it for. Is it for the Gazans who've been displaced? Is it for the rest of the world that hates us anyway? It doesn't really matter what they do for the rest of the world because they're going to hate us. What we're not seeing are videos of the actual well-being of the terrorists that are being released, who get 3 square meals a day in Israeli prisons and have opportunities for exercise and, you know, in many cases maybe coming out healthier than they went into prison.
Mm. And there's even been some reports of prisoners who didn't want to be released to go back into those areas, which I also thought was quite interesting.
So I'm glad you said that. But then on the opposite side, there are hostages who didn't want to be released. I'm forgetting her last name, who was released first last week, told her captors that she wanted to stay in order for American Israeli hostage Keith Siegel, who's apparently on the list, but in worst case, that she wanted him to be released. And they were apparently resisting even this week, this Saturday, because one of the Tatzpaniot, one of the observer soldiers, was left behind. And they were insisting that, no, they all needed to be released together. Unfortunately, when you're a hostage, you don't really have that kind of control.
Does this imply that they are now all being held in one place, that they are with each other now? Because, I mean, if they know about Keith Siegel and how he's doing and that he's still there, it means they've got access either to news or to each other.
So some of them, it's clear that some of them have been held together and separated from time to time. There's very little information that we're getting out, and that's probably very appropriate on a security level and on a privacy level. Mm. But it certainly seems that they have been together at certain points and also have had access to TV and radio in Hebrew. Also, I read yesterday Al Jazeera was on, and the women who were released learned Arabic, after 477 days. That's not an unintuitive thing to do. So if Al Jazeera is on, you're getting the Al Jazeera side of the story, but you're still getting awareness that there's something's going on and there's a military action going on and soldiers are being killed. Yes, they knew that.
Right. The challenge, and of course the question probably first and foremost in all of our minds is how they were treated. Were they, and it's a time that kids are in the car, so we need to obviously be a little bit circumspect around talking about the details of this, but obviously there's how these women are treated and have been treated for the last while is a major concern for almost all of us. How does Israel balance information around privacy, around dignity? Because so far we've seen no real comments in this regard.
We haven't, and it's probably too early. First of all, it's what day is today? It's Monday. Mm. And they only were released on Saturday.
Right, so but even how much last information weeks, they even
correct.
Yeah.
Correct. I think that part of it is at the right time they will speak, whether it's to Israelis who are, if you will, debriefing and helping them with their physical and psychological therapy, and that all of that is going to be going on for quite a while. But what we saw with the group of hostages, the 105 who were released in November of 23, many of the stories that we're not going to talk about because kids are in the car, weren't released until months later. Volition of the hostages themselves who went to public
and who were
to the
prepared
Knesset.
To do that. Mm. Mm.
And who, correct.
And who so felt ready I think to, that, I suppose. That
there are probably a lot of reasons, their privacy being one, security being another, not threatening the well-being and the release of the other hostages who are still there. And even for the ones who were released a week ago, it's very soon to be
I hear you.
Pushing them for too much.
Yeah, and that is where we leave it. Jonathan Feldstein, thank you as always bringing us a perspective on the hostage release. I'd love your thoughts. 061-895-1019.